Good morning, Rich in Bangor, Maine. How hot or cold is it there now?
It's quite warm, upper 80s today and approaching 100 tomorrow, believe it or not.
Yes, it's a strange time. We live in a real science fiction kind of world now, and we've created it. It's
Absolutely.
called global warming, and it's because of our gas consumption that Mother Nature is unhappy with us.
I suspect she's unhappy about a lot of things these days.
And she's punishing us. So pick up a copy of It Rhymes with Decay, my newest autobiography, and find out what it was like for me. I've been closeted all my life because I passionately love my career, and I knew from the time I was a young boy that I could not be hired in Hollywood or Broadway if it was known that I was gay. So this book is about what it was like for me for the most of my adult life until I was 68 years old when I came out and became a full me, and talking about that in this book.
Yeah, as you say, you lived much of your life in a rhyme of your real life.
Exactly, because of the fact that society wasn't ready for us. And now we're coming out and fully contributing. And I'm now a writer, and I've got this autobiography about myself. It's presented as a graphic memoir. And so, those of you who loved comic books, I loved it when I was first introduced to comic books after we were released from internment camps. And that's why I decided to tell the story in this fashion.
Well, and you reassembled the wonderful team that produced your last graphic memoir, They Called Us Enemy.
Exactly. They Called Us Enemy is by about my childhood when I was in prison behind very real barbed wire fences. And It Rhymes with Decay is my life imprisonment behind invisible barbed wire fences as a gay person who became an actor and enjoyed a wonderful career as a closeted actor.
When you were finally able and some of the courage to come out almost 20 years ago, it'll be 20 years this fall. What did you gain by opening those doors?
I was afraid that I would have to build another career as a writer, but it turned out after I came out in 2005, NBC was calling, CBS was calling, ABC was calling. My career just blossomed. And I didn't think I'd be working. And so the opposite of what I expected happened. And I had a new career. And I did shows, a guest starring role as Gay George Takei. It rhymes with gay.
And isn't it wonderful and a sign of, well, the progress that we've made, although we are not where we want to be yet, but the fact that you and Brad have become role models for so many.
Yes, Brad made my life so much richer, and Brad is a major player in the book It Rhymes with Decay, because not only did we share a life together, but finally in 2008, when marriage equality became legal in California, we were the first couple to get our marriage license in West Hollywood. And we got married in the Democracy Forum of a museum that we founded called the Japanese American National Museum. And I wanted our wedding to reflect not only the Star Trek ethos, but what I also believe, that acronym that we had on Star Trek, IDIC, IDIC, infinite diversity and infinite combinations. So I asked Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov, to be our best man. And I asked Nichelle Nichols, the African-American actress, to be our matron of honor. But Nichelle said, I'd love to be in your wedding party, but I am not a matron. She didn't like that word. She said, if Walter can be the best man, why can't I be the best lady? And I said, of course you are. But I also noted that the opposite of best man is best woman. Nichelle just gave herself an upgrade. But I said, yes, you're our best lady. And so we had Nichelle Nichols as our best lady and a Buddhist minister. We're Buddhists, and it was Mexican American. Infinite diversity in infinite combinations.
It rhymes with Takei. Is such a wonderful book and a beautiful artwork to tell your remarkably powerful story. George, appreciated your work both as an actor and as an activist, and wonderful to talk with you. We wish you continued good health and happiness.
Live long and prosper.